I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Tuesday that Britain will raise defense spending to 2.5% of gross domestic product by 2027.
I can announce this government will begin the biggest sustained increase in defense spending since the end of the Cold War. Yeah. We will deliver our commitment to spend 2.5% of GDP on defence, but we will bring it forward so that we reach that level in 2027.
The announcement comes as European countries scramble to bolster their collective defence. U.S. President Donald Trump has transformed American foreign policy that seemingly sidelines Europe as he looks to quickly end the war in Ukraine. The likely next chancellor of Germany has called for Europe to urgently organize its own defense capability, a profound shift in approach from Europe's biggest economy, Henry Ridgewell reports.
The renewed threat from Moscow formed the backdrop to the German elections on Sunday, won by the centre-right Christian Democrats. President Trump has overseen a dramatic change in US policy on Ukraine, recently blaming Kyiv for starting the war. Washington has said European security is no longer a priority. After his victory in Sunday's German election, the Christian Democrats leader Friedrich Merz said the Trump administration, quote, does not care much about the fate of Europe.
It is clear that we Europeans must now be able to act very quickly, and that we must also organize our own defense capability very quickly.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The Vatican says that Pope Francis remains in critical but stable condition. Thousands of people have gathered to pray for the Pope's health. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis is continuing his recovery from pneumonia as the Vatican sets in motion a nightly marathon of prayers, and allies cheer him on from afar in hopes he will recover and get back to leading the Catholic Church. Through the night, the faithful held a somber recitation of the Rosary Prayer in St. Peter's Square, a vigil that evokes the ones held in the same place when St. John Paul II was dying. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Data show that many of the federal contracts President Trump's administration claims to have canceled as part of its signature cost-cutting program aren't expected to save the government any money. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Data shows nearly 40% of contracts canceled by the Department of Government Efficiency are expected to produce no savings. The data is published on DOGE's Wall of Receipts and shows 417 canceled contracts in all are expected to yield no savings. Dozens of them were for already paid subscriptions to the AP, Politico, and other media services the administration plans to discontinue. Others were for research studies that have been awarded, training that has taken place, software that has been bought, and interns that have come and gone. A Trump administration official tells the AP it made sense to cancel contracts that are seen as potential dead weight, even if there is no savings. DOGE says the overall contract cancellations are expected to save more than $7 billion so far. That amount has been questioned as inflated by independent experts. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Japan's Nippon Steel says it has a plan to get talks going with the U.S. government. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Company president Tadashi Imai said Tuesday his firm could use its current merger agreement to buy U.S. Steel as a starting point for discussions as it tries to revive the deal. Earlier this month, President Trump said Nippon's bid for U.S. Steel would take the form of an investment instead of a purchase. He made the announcement alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba at the Oval Office. Trump also said he wouldn't mind if Nippon took a minority stake in US Steel. The bid was previously blocked by former President Joe Biden. In January, the steelmakers asked the courts to reject the block.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.